1, 2, 3, 4. No sanctions, no war.
Shouts heard from around the White House condemning a possible U.S. military conflict with Iran.
My family's from Iraq. We've already seen what's happened. The United States has tried to get the people of Iran and Iraq to kill each other for the last 30 years. And we have no interest in seeing mothers lose their families and kids lose their parents.
The Iranian people do not want their country to be invaded. They don't want any assassinations against their people. They don't want to suffer for any aggression by the United States.
Dozens of protesters have assembled in front of the White House to protest U.S. military action overseas, particularly a potential conflict with Iran. This National Day of Action is being organized in 60 cities across the country as they try to appeal to the Obama administration that another war is not in the interests of anyone, including Americans. Many fear an Israeli attack on Iran could result in dire consequences, including escalated war in the Middle East and Northern Africa. Others discuss the cause and effect of war that contributed to the U.S.'s economic breakdown and the struggle to regain its footing.
No sanctions, no war!
5, 6, 7, 8.
American people are fed up with these wars. It has bankrupted this country. We can't afford education. We can't afford Social Security. We can't afford anything in this country because we have bankrupted this country with war after war after war after war.
Others criticize the U.S. government's alliance with Israel, which is leading the charge for a possible attack on Iran. The U.S. has not committed future involvement behind Israel, but has asserted its alliance.
The hypocrisy of our politicians and our leaders siding with Israel against Iran when Israel is the only country with nuclear weapons is absolutely absurd.
Protesters say this demonstration is just a start of several planned if talk and legislation leading to U.S. military action against Iran progresses. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.